Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, this is really something. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson just gave a sweaty press conference in which he blamed Democrats for trying to force a, quote, political vote on the Epstein files. At the exact same time this press conference was happening, Epstein survivors were also speaking in D.C., calling out this administration for squashing the release of the files repeatedly, and then calling out rich and powerful men who are using their positions of power to stop these survivors from getting justice, or at least receiving transparency regarding this investigation. It's just all ironic because while these survivors were telling a powerful, strong message about power dynamics, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was whining in front of the press that he wasn't able to use his power dynamics in order to suppress this vote at the behest of Donald Trump. Do not forget, Donald Trump and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson have tried to stop this vote for months and months and months. Right when Donald Trump realized that over 100 Republicans were going to defect and vote against him and vote to release the files, he followed them and said, wait a minute, let's release the files. Let's actually do it. Now Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is caught in an awkward position where he's still calling this a Democrat vote or a political show, a political vote, when Republicans are the ones who are voting now too. All Republicans.
Objectives. But with so many pressing issues on our plate, just very frustratingly to us, the Democrats are delaying that work even further with a political show vote. They're forcing a political show vote on the Epstein files. So we're just going to address that right at the top here this morning, because they've spent so much time, the Democrats have, spinning the facts and trying to confuse the people, that I wanted to come in this morning and just clearly explain for the people back home how we got here and why this vote is happening right now.
I love how Donald Trump sends Mike Johnson out to do cleanup for him. I mean, Donald Trump shits all over the Capitol, all over D.C., and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson every single morning of the weekday is out there spinning, running defense. When he says that Democrats are forcing a vote on this, the discharge petition was introduced by Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna, a Republican and a Democrat, respectively. It's not just Democrats. And then the vote that's going to happen today, reportedly, almost every single Republican is going to sign on. Now, it hasn't happened yet, but reports are saying that Republicans are going to sign on. Thomas Massey, at the same time, calls out Mike Johnson for trying to save face.
Is that what you think? That's the motivation?
I think the Speaker wants to save face. He's going to vote for a piece of legislation today that he's disparaged for 4 months. And if, however he needs to come on board, we want him on board. So we appreciate it.
Thank you. Very well said. Okay, so he's disparaged this legislation for months. Not only that, but he shut the damn government down in order to prevent, delay, halt, stop the release of these files. He's downplayed them as a hoax. He's talked about them being a nothing burger, while women who were affected by this while they were girls were 100 feet away. Like, he's been in the Capitol saying this is a hoax, this is nothing. And outside the Capitol, the survivors are telling their stories. It's absurd. Let's flip back to Mike Johnson saying that Democrats are trying to use this as a political weapon.
So it's fair for the American people to ask the question, why now? Why suddenly are they so interested? They have such an urgent interest in the Jeffrey Epstein matter.
Wait, why are Democrats interested? I'm sorry, but the victims are interested. Listen to this Epstein survivor who voted for Donald Trump. She said, I voted for you. This is not about you. Show some class. What are you doing? This is a really powerful moment.
It is also not a hoax. We are here as American survivors of a man who used his wealth and power to hurt young girls and women. The world should see the files to know who Jeffrey Epstein was and how the system catered to him and failed us. Emotionally, this process has been distressing. First, the administration said it would release everything and applauded President Trump for that. Then it fought to release nothing. Now that now that that checks and balances of our democracy have worked and the bill is getting passed to release the files, we are hearing the administration say they intend to investigate various Democrats who were friends with Epstein. I beg you, President Trump, please stop making this political. It is not about you, President Trump. You are our president. Please start acting like it. Show some class, show some real leadership. Show that you actually care about the people other than yourself. I voted for you, but your behavior on this issue has been a national embarrassment. It is time to take the honest, moral ground and support the release of these files, not to weaponize pieces of the files against random political enemies that did nothing wrong.
Very, very well said and powerful. And I'd like to point out that while this Epstein survivor was saying this, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was turning this into a political issue. In the same hour this was happening, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was saying this.
So it's fair for the American people to ask the question, why now? Why suddenly are they so interested? They have such an urgent interest in the Jeffrey Epstein matter. The truth is simple and straightforward and obvious for anyone who is willing to look at it objectively. Clearly, this is a political exercise for Democrats and a few others, sadly. And it is as deceitful and dishonest as their pointless stunt to shut down the government. Same ideology behind this. Democrats are trying to use the Epstein matter as a political weapon to distract from their own party's failures.
And really quickly, have you ever asked yourself, who's reading my email? Because with the current government's overreach, the NSA and FBI can legally monitor your messages and even buy your private data. It's true. Look it up. That's why I use Proton Mail to send and receive messages. They have end-to-end encryption, meaning nobody can read your emails but you, and they're based in Switzerland, outside of U.S. jurisdiction, meaning they're protected by actual privacy laws, like legitimate privacy laws, and it makes surveillance like Section 702, which allows the government to access any of your data without your knowledge, and makes that all completely powerless and just useless. You now have your own privacy. If you're coming from Gmail, they have a tool that makes switching over basically just one or two clicks. It's the easiest way to protect yourself. So go to proton.me/Adam, click the top link in the description, and sign up for a free account right now. Again, go to proton.me/Adam for a free account. Thank you.
Democrats are trying to use the Epstein matter as a political weapon to distract from their own party's failures.
What? Which party is in power right now, dog? There are three different power blocks. There's the House, the Senate, there is the presidency. Those are the main three. Of course, there's a Supreme Court and other checks and balances, but they're all dominated by Republicans right now. Republicans are the ones that are in power, and he's trying to say that Democrats want to distract from the failures of the government. The failures of the government are coming from Republicans, dude. I mean, honestly, us talking about Epstein is taking real estate away from us being able to talk about Donald Trump's terrible economy, which I'm making videos about as well. But we're doing you a favor by not talking about the economy. People can feel that on a daily basis. We're talking about the Epstein files for a few different reasons. The most important one is obviously the survivors. I just played an amazing clip, a powerful clip of the survivors being like, what the hell, Trump? This is not classy. This is not leadership. But at the same time, it's because there is a window. There is a window for us to push for the release of these files after almost a decade of these women not being listened to. Women that were abused as girls back in 2008 and the 2000s, they have not been listened to. Powerful people have been telling them to be quiet, and now there is a window for us to apply pressure and to vote on this. So not only do we want transparency, not only do we want powerful elites to be exposed, but at the end of the day, these survivors have spent years being threatened over and over and over. Marjorie Taylor Greene talks about this. It's kind of weird looking at the difference, the divide. Marjorie Taylor Greene on one side, outside the Capitol, and then inside the Capitol, we have Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Interesting divide happening here. By the way, Mike Johnson seems to be a bit late because 48 hours ago, Trump came out in favor of the release of the Epstein files. So Mike Johnson is still like days behind saying that we don't want the release.
While I want to see every single name released so that these women don't have to live in fear and intimidation, which is something I've had a small taste of in just the past few days, just a small taste. They've been living it for years. But the real test will be, will the Department of Justice release the files? Or will it all remain tied up in investigations? Will the CIA release the files? Will a judge in New York release the information? That's information that needs to come out. And will the list of names that these women privately hold, and they hold it because of their fear in their heart of what would happen to them if they release it on their own, will that list of names come out? That's the real test. So I want to thank Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna for your bravery in doing something that is much needed in America, crossing the political aisle that has become bigger than the Grand Canyon in America. But these men crossed that aisle on behalf of these women. And that is more of what is needed today in America than ever in our history.
Okay, Marjorie, don't act like you weren't being super divisive like 4 months ago. I mean, I think that it's great Marjorie and Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie were able to put partisanship aside and work on this. But dude, Marjorie, you were fine with Trump's inflammatory style of politics just months ago. I'm not saying that anyone should get death threats, but when Marjorie Taylor Greene is coming out and saying, "Why is the MAGA base so violent?" Dude, you're years behind. You've been helping stir this pot for a while. Marjorie then points out that she had to fight against the most powerful people, Donald Trump, the president,
everyone. That's what we did by fighting so hard against the most powerful people in the world, even the president of the United States, in order to make this vote happen today. I was called a traitor by a man that I fought for 6 years for.
Okay, the caveat here is that while she was fighting for him for 6 years, he was calling everybody a traitor. Top military generals, Mark Milley, he was calling a traitor. Biden was a traitor. Obama was a traitor who belongs in jail, according to Donald Trump. And Marjorie said nothing. Marjorie said nothing while Trump said all of this. Now that it's aimed at her, now that the ire of the MAGA fan base is targeted at her, all of a sudden she is woken up. I'm not super sympathetic. All of that being said, nobody deserves death threats or to be the target of the MAGA ire. Nobody deserves that. And then to continue, while this is happening, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, essentially within the same 30-minute span, is trying to dominate with his own narrative. And he's saying national security concerns are overriding the demands to release the Epstein files. Midas Touch points out, he's scared. He's scared of what's happening.
All right. Number five. National security concerns, okay? The discharge requires the Attorney General to release within 30 days, quote, classified information to the maximum extent possible. This ignores the principle that declassification should always rest and always has rested with the agency that originated the intelligence. Why? So that they can protect their critical sources and methods. It is incredibly dangerous to demand that officials or employees of the DOJ declassify materials that originated in other agencies.
He's so dishonest. The discharge petition that was created in a bipartisan manner and is going to be signed by everyone specifically, particularly says that no damaging evidence, that any sort of victims' identities, that any sort of intelligence will be redacted within reasonable means. I mean, you can't just redact everything because then you're not releasing any information. But also, of course, there are going to be victims' names and sensitive material in there about what happened. Mike Johnson is just BSing. He is lying and trying to trick people into thinking this is a bad idea when every other Republican has already moved on. Dude, you're saying this is a Democrat scam, a Democrat political stunt, but while you're saying that, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican, is standing next to someone who just said, "I voted for you." Like, this woman said, "I voted for you, Trump." This is not a Democrat scam, and it's disgusting that they're trying to downplay it as that. I love you all. Please make sure you're subscribed, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.